Feels Good is brought to you by South Shore Bank. If you're looking to purchase or refinance a home, Ayla Brown's Bank is here to help every step of the way with all types of loans, a great first-time home buyer program with a low down payment, plus local processing, underwriting, and closing. Apply today at southshorebank.com. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Oh, my gosh. Your wedding day is supposed to be one of the most emotional days of your life. But this one takes the cake, and I have to say, I was laying down in bed yesterday as I take my afternoon nap, and I'm just scrolling through Facebook, and something totally hit me. I watched it. It was a video. I start bawling my eyes out, so much so that snot is coming out of my nose. I'm like, should I just use the sheets? No, I'm kidding. I got up and I literally had to go blow my nose because I was crying so much. And then I sent it to you.
Yeah. And I was mad because I was like, oh, this is, you know, I'll preview the feel good story. And and then I watched it. I was like, why would she do this to me?
And
like,
we
don't need this.
We were even just telling Jim about it today and you started crying again.
Yeah. So good luck getting through this story.
Do you need to leave?
Okay. I might actually just go get a soda or something while you do the story.
Here we go. So a bride wanted to surprise her groom with something incredibly special. A few years before they got married, the groom's younger brother, Jake, had passed away in an accident. And before he died, Jake told his mom that he wanted to be an organ donor. And for someone so young, I think it was like 11 years old at the time,
right.
His mom was like, wow, that's such a profound thing to say at such a young age. You'll be fine. I don't know why you're telling me this. He ended up passing away. So the bride brings a girl named Gracie to meet her soon-to-be husband. Gracie's the one who has Jake's heart, if you haven't put two and two together. So the groom cries. He holds Gracie and repeatedly says, thank you. I'm going to play some of the clip right here.
I'm glad that my brother was able to help you. You have the heart of a champion.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
I love you.
You'll always be a part of my family.
Yes, sir.
I cannot. This is someone that he's just meeting for the first time, but because she has his brother's heart, he says, I love you. If there's anything you need, I'm here. You're family to me. And then Gracie gave the groom a gift, and it was a keychain with Jake's EKG, which is now her heart, and a stethoscope so he could listen to her heart and hear Jake. So if you want to just play one more audio clip.
And then on the side out over here is a copy on the EKG, so that's really Jake's heartbeat.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you're not crying right now in your car, then we are for you.
Yeah.
So
I will just say this. I lost my brother when I was 19 years old. He died of an aneurysm. He was only 23. And one of the most important things about that for me was that he was an organ donor, which means that, and we haven't met them. Unfortunately, we don't know who.
You don't know who it is.
Got the organs, but the idea that a part of my brother is living on in somebody else means that he's living on.
Yeah.
And that's such a significant thing. So if you are somebody who's like, I don't want to be an organ donor because I don't know what they're going to do, just do
just
it.
Know
for your family.
Mm-hmm.
It really does mean a lot to your family that part of you can go on to live in somebody else.
Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to give him a big old hug. Don't worry. I got you.
Where did that music come from?
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Oh, there we go.
Thanks for pulling us out of that, Jim. Wow. More irreverence and snark coming up on Country 102.5.